Okay, Coach, a bit of a frustrating evening there, first couple of periods, a bit of a cagey start, and then the Blaze got ahead and managed to just choke us a wee bit through the second, especially.
We choked ourselves. We had a bad skate this morning, and we had a bad first period, and then the second period, when we had the puck in the O-zone, we worked, but we didn't work and we didn't have the puck. They stuck to their game plan, they blocked shots, they did all the little things we did the week before, and we didn't do it, and that's the difference. I mean, it's a small difference, it doesn't matter how skilled or how good you are. The little details add up to big ones, and if you're unwilling to do the little details, you're going to end up losing a lot of games.
Obviously, last weekend went very well, 4 points on the road. Is there anything to do with the mentality of getting set up for playing on the road and playing at home that's maybe getting into the guys?
I don't know. Everywhere I've played, I've always enjoyed. It didn't matter where you play. It's the same of the game, but when you usually come home, you want to ramp it up. It's been one of those things. You come home, you want to get excited, you want to play. We have great fans. It's disappointing. It's been a year and a half now, or a year and a couple months I've been here, and for a couple games we've come out flying. Tonight was just an absolute disaster when you look at the first and second period. We weren't mentally engaged, and you saw in our performance. And in the third period, they sat back a little bit. But if we don't show any heart tomorrow, it's going to be another tough night for us.
Obviously, the last couple of weeks we've experienced some injuries. We've had to make a lot of changes and chop around with some guys coming in and out. Has that had a big impact as well?
Well, guys shouldn't be worried about it. It's some guys an opportunity to play more. Some guys are going to play less because I'm going to figure out who wants to be here, who wants it. It's one of those things that every team in this league is going to go through it, and we're battling right now, but we're not doing the little things. It doesn't matter who you put with who. It all comes with heart and hard work. We didn't work hard enough. We worked hard in the third, and we got some unnecessary penalties. But, I mean, all in all, you watch the game, we didn't have any back pressure. We didn't back check hard enough. We were casual, and that's the thing that's got to change. That was the difference between us winning on the road and not winning tonight, because we gave up more odd-man rushes in the second period than I think we have all year. And it's disappointing to watch because it's at home, and it's sad to see you leave our goalie out to dry. But thank goodness Murph was there and was solid again.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Murph there, obviously. I think last weekend he performed very well. Tonight, I thought, he really did keep us in the game at times.
Yeah, he made some key saves. Again, it comes down to effort. When you see us going well, we're stopping and starting, but you're watching the end zone play, we started turning our feet, speculating where the puck's going, we weren't stopping, shutting things down, we were swinging. And that's not hockey. Hockey is stop and go, 30 seconds, get the hell off the ice, and bring some desire, bring some passion to the game. We didn't have any of it tonight. And like I said, we set ourselves back now. Now we got to chase and catch up. But you know what? It is a long year. You're going to have bumps in the road. It's disappointing when you have that bump at home when it was a huge weekend to really make some noise. And now we got to save faith now and try to find a way to get 2 points because, Coventry's going to bring their A game again to start the game, and we got to make sure we match it.
And then at the other end, obviously, Brian Stewart right at the end made a couple of stunning saves, really. The paddle save of Alex Foster probably won them the game right at the end there.
Yeah, he's a good goalie. You always know that. He's had some up and down nights against us, but every time you play him, he's the key focus is we got to get to him early, try to get some shots on him, try to get one by him as quick as we can, because if he sees the puck, he's going to stop it. We didn't do a good enough job getting shots through, but again, Coventry, when you have a goalie that big, you do your job to block as many as you can and let him see the rest. And if you do that on a consistent basis, they're going to be tough to beat.
And another little issue in the final period especially was just a couple of, I suppose, poor penalties. Penalties taken, 200 feet from our own net and maybe penalties taken at the wrong time as well.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it because I think there's a couple could have gone either way. We didn't lose. We didn't lose the game because of penalties. We lost the game early on. We lost it this morning when we showed up casual. That's my point on that. We were not ready to go. I warned the guys to get their heads in it, make sure they're ready, and you know what? Hopefully it's a wake-up call tomorrow. We come out and we show the fans here that, we do have heart and character. It was a little bleep on the radar, and we'll get back at it the right way tomorrow.
Yeah, well, of course, it's a great opportunity, a doubleheader. You've got that opportunity to get right back in tomorrow night.
Yeah, people got to understand. Like, other teams come here, they fly, they get a real good travel day, they get to get some rest, they're excited to come here because it's a great rink. Belfast is a great city. They usually spend the night here. They know they're going to have a good weekend. So they come here to make sure and they work extra hard because they want to have some fun. And the same thing when we go on the road. But we have to really tomorrow just man up and bring everything we got empty the tank, because if we don't win that, we just wasted a huge weekend last weekend if we don't win tomorrow. So the pressure's on us. But I mean, sometimes you play better with pressure. But the main thing we have to be concerned is work ethic and heart tomorrow.
That's great. Thanks very much.